Shabbos, Perek Beis, Mishneh Gimel. Kol ha'yotzim min ha'etz, ein madlikim bo ela pishtan. We're back to the material that you can make the wicks for Adlokas Neris with, because some wicks don't catch and they flicker. Semel v'zichshash shamiyata, or the zichshash that you're going to walk out of the room and you're not going to be mekayim. The ikar choivas Shabbos, which is to light and then to eat the Shabbos Suda in the place of lighting. The ikar of the Shabbos Suda is mitzad the covid for the Suda. It's a chelik of the covid, the oinik Shabbos. And the melech has to present as such a wick that's going to defeat the purpose in atiyot in the mitzvah. Therefore, anything that comes from an eitz, that comes from a tree, does not have the capacity to hold the light properly, and therefore one doesn't light with, except for pishton. Pishton is also, the Rav speaks out, also is referred to in the pasuk as a pasuk v'tit b'neim v'pishtei o'etz, which is a pasuk by the miraglim, not the miraglim of Pasha Shlach, but the miraglim of the beginning of Sefer Yeshua. And then the Mishnah says a halacha which is not related to l'chore our topic of adlokas neir Shabbos. V'chol ha'yotzim min o'etz einu mitamei tumas olam elo pishton. Anything that's a yotzim min o'etz, Stam is talking about yotzim min o'etz elo pishton. He tells you another halacha. Einu mitamei tumas olam. Tumas olam is like this. Normally, when a person has a structure, there's a mess in a house, so anything that's in the house becomes nitma. It's nitma betumas oil. Tumas meis is chomer from all other tumas. You don't need contact to be metame. It's metame ba'oil. The oil itself is not tame. Now, you could have tumas oil if you have, let's say, a towel or you have a tarp over an area, and the tarp itself could become tame. We're talking over here where you turned it into a structure and you nailed it into the ground. It's a binyan. A binyan is not mekabel tumah. The only binyan that's yeh mekabel tumah is an oil that's made out of pishton. And the reason for that is because the Torah in Parshas Chukas talks about v'hizo ala oil, that the oil needs to be nitar from tumas oil of a maize. And the oil over there that we're talking about is pishton, because the word oil in the Torah is the oil that was used by the Beis HaMikdash, by the Mishkan, and that was made me Pishton. So that's a halacha that's unrelated, but it's also another halacha of Pishton as opposed to other materials, minoites. Now here we have an interesting halacha, which is a combination of Hilchas Tumah V'Taira and a combination of Hilchas Shabbos. Psilas HaBeged SheKiplov LaHivavo. We're talking over here about a piece of strip of material that was ripped out of a beged. Kiplo is the process of turning it into a wick. In order for it to burn properly, you can't have a piece of material. It has to be twisted into a wick form. Look at our wicks. They're also twisted pieces of material. V'lo hivavo, the way they made it into a wick is they singed it. That held the parts of the wick. They held the twist of the wick in place. And that's when it became a fartiga wick. Let's read the two shittas over here together, and then we'll define each of the two halachas that are mavur over here. Reb Lezoy mitmeyo ve'ein madlikin. Well, it's two halachas. Tmeyo, it's mekabel tumah, or it is tame. Ve'ein madlikin bo, and you can't lie with it. What does one have to do with the other? We'll see in a second. Reb Kiva oy mitahiru madlikin bo. Point being like this. Reb Lezoy holds tmeyo, since it was not singed, even though it was twisted into a wick, it still retains the shame beged. We're talking about a piece of cloth, so it could still be mekabel tumah, or if it's tame, it still stays tame. Rabbi Kiva says tohoira. Rabbi Kiva says no, since you twisted it into a wick. Kipula botla mitera as beged, it's like smashing a kli and turning it into pieces of clay. That's it, ice. So if you twisted it into a wick is not a beged, it's not a kli, so it's not metame, it's not mekabel tumah. That's the first halacha. What's the madlikin bo and the ein madlikin bo? So the Rav explains from the Gemara that we're talking about a piece of material. What's called a piece of material that has a shame beged? The shear halachal moshim sinai is sholosh etzbois al sholosh etzbois. That piece of cloth is like a handkerchief. It's a small beged. Less than that is just a piece of material. It's not a beged. It's not a kabel tumah. So memela, what happens if you have something that's exactly sholosh al sholosh? B'loshen hara Gemara mitzum tzomois. It's exact. What's going to happen is, as soon as you light it, you're turning it ois beged. As soon as you turn it ois beged, what does it turn into? It turns into pieces of material. That piece of material is a new state. Whenever something has state A and it turns into state B, it's mukta. The concept of mukta, the first time we're introduced to the concept of mukta, means something which is einoy min hamukhon. It's something that was not prepared for that use. Like a beitza shenol debiyamtiv, you have the mezechas beitza, over here you have something else. You have a beged. As soon as you lit it, what you're doing is, you're turning it into shivrei kelim. As soon as it's shivrei kelim, it's mukta, because it wasn't oimid to be used as a piece of material. Shivrei kelim, it's like a piece of glass lying on the floor. So memeli, you're still touching it when you light it. The lighting is sort of, you're touching it. So memeli, oivar nitzim mukta. What are we talking about, by the way? When is there an Issur Mukta? It's Erev Shabbos. We're talking about, like we had in the previous Mishnayos, a Yomtiv that's Chal be'Erev Shabbos. So since it's Yomtiv, you're not allowed to touch Mukta. So it's Einim Menamuchan. So that's the thing. But, totally in the other Machlokes, if we look at the wick, it was prepared from Erev Yomtiv. Erev Yomtiv was on Friday. Here we're talking about on Thursday, you already ripped that piece, and you already twisted it and turned it into a wick. If you learn that it's already Oiz Beged, so it already is it's already what it is. It's a wick. It's mukhan to be used as a wick. Depends on the machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Kiva whether kiplov lehivavo, you mevatel already from a shame beggin and you turned it into a wick. If you weren't mevatel, then the lighting turns it into shivrei kelim, you're still touching it, yoivan, it's a mukta. So meli and I'll light it. Mashenkin, if you hold that it's already a wick and it's already ois beggin, so then it's not mukta. You already prepared it as a wick. So the two machloikis in Atali Zebozeh, which means that the machloikis of whether it's mekabel tuma is even if you have a large strip of material and you're twisting huge wicks for a lag ba'imah madura, would also be a shaila whether you made it oizbeg and you turned it into a wick. That machloikis could be as big as the piece of material is. The machloikis about whether you're allowed to light it is only when it's exactly sholosh hatzboiz al sholosh hatzboiz. So by lighting it, you're making it less than sholosh hatzboiz, you mevatel it mehechonoi, it's now mukta. That would be a machloikis only in that case of Erev Yom Tov Shechali Yez B'Shabbos, only in a beged of gimel al gimel mitzumtzum. Rabbi Kiva Eger points out that the two machloikis in are not totally b'metzias in each other, but they're totally in lomdas in each other. And now on to Mishnah Dalid. Lo yikov odem shveiferesh o beitza. One should not poke a hole. What he was doing is he was using a hardened eggshell and he was filling it with oil. And by poking a hole in the eggshell, what he does is he puts it next to a glass kli that has wicks floating around. He has a glass kli which is being used as a ner. And the wick is inside with the oil. And he has oil dripping in from a hole in the eggshell. The eggshell he filled with oil and it's dripping slowly in. He shouldn't do that. Bishvil shtem na tefes, in order that it should drip in. Afilu hi shel cheres. Why not? Because we're geyser, the Gemara says, that since there's oil dripping in, he's not going to want the oil to drip in too quickly. So he's going to take out some of the oil out of the eggshell. By doing that, he's making that the ner has less energy with which to burn, even though Betzem, he's not putting out the ner, it's Chiddush. He's not putting out the ner, and he's not doing anything right now. You have a flame, a wick that's burning. Less fuel means it will burn less time. Taking out oil is a meiser kibui. Shteitas yeh. Vemele, taking out the oil will be a problem. Where Goyze, he might come to take out the oil, so you shouldn't have this drip from the eggshell in. The point of the Mishnah, afilu hishal cheres, is that when it's put in the cheres, it becomes mos. Cheres makes it sort of dirty. Afilu hachi was still geyser. Reb Yehuda matir. Reb Yehuda doesn't hold to be geyser. Now the Mishnah says, a chiddush, if you hold that that's taka shtikul kibui by taking oil out of the eggshell, avolim chibra yoytze mitchila, not that it was an eggshell and you put it with a hole next to it, a chap, to put it next to the glass, that's holding on to the oil. It was one kli, and it was designed by the one who made that nair to have a thing that drips slowly in. This way it shouldn't be overwhelmed with too much oil at one time. It shouldn't burn too hard. This way it's a pasha, it was made that way in order to conserve the energy, in order not to overload the nair. So since it was made all together as one kli, then you're allowed to light in such a thing on Shabbos, mutter. Bimneshu kli echod. And if it's a kli echod, the Gemara explains that you're not going to take out of it because you see yourself. It's the same way we're not going to be goyzer, that you shouldn't fill a glass cup on a leichter with oil because maybe you're going to come take out some oil. You're not going to take out oil. You're taking it out of a leichter. That's kibbutz. It's chilul Shabbos. The problem is only in the eggshell. You're going to look at it. You might come to look at it as something else. And really, all that is just a jar of oil. So that's a shiloh whether we're geyser or not. But where it's one kli, you're going to look at it as part of the ner. So really, you're not going to take from it. Lo yimale odom es hakor shemen v'yitnenu b'tzad haner. A similar idea. Next to the ner, he fills up another little glass kli with shemen, a ka'ora with shemen, and he puts the wick that's burning in kli aleph, a little bit reaching into kli beis, to draw out more oil to be able to light longer, to be able to last longer. V'yitin roisha psil b'soicha. Why? The same thing. Because once they're attached, if you're going to take oil out of the second kli, you're going to look at it as a container of oil. Let's say you want some oil to dip your challah into. It's a little dry. You have a crust of challah you want to dip into a little bit. You're going to look at it as a separate jar of oil. Dipping it in is then you're depleting the oil source for the burning. That's kibbuy. Bishvil shetehei sheyeves, you stuck it over there that it should draw oil. It should be shoyev, draw oil from the second kli. You have the same gzera. Reb Yehuda matir, again, like we said, Reb Yehuda is not geyser. The Gemara makes a tzrich, so the Rav speaks it out. Why the Mishnah has said both cases? L'chayda, the same idea. Beitza, on the one hand, is more likely to do the Kara Shemin. He's less likely to do, on the other hand, the Kara Shemin is more something we would want to take oil from. It's more in an eggshell, it's not Gishmak. So you would take from the glass jar, so maybe there isn't more of a Malkum to be geyser. Therefore, the Mishnah speaks out both cases. They're really both the same.